Two locations typify the ongoing management issues at the Veterans Affairs Department. Fresh investigations by the VA Inspector General show what went wrong with the replacement hospital under construction near Denver and how the department wasted nearly $1 billion. And scheduling problems continue to plague the Phoenix Medical Center. Joining me with findings, VA Inspector General Michael Missel. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
All right, let's start with Denver. Now, I guess the most astounding thing, maybe to summarize this whole report, is that it's going to have been 20 years between identification of the need and the actual opening of a new hospital in Denver, or Aurora, I guess we should say.
That's correct.
How did it happen?
With respect to the delays, this was a need that was known for a number of years. It really started with just coming up with the appropriate design. It took the VA almost 9 years just to agree on a design, and that was through five VA secretaries. Then once they had the design in place, there were numerous delays in the construction, including in change orders. When they decided to make a change order, it took on average 264 days to process each of the change orders. Moreover, there was a dispute with the contractor about who was responsible for the cost overruns, which resulted in litigation, further delaying the construction.
And at one point, I think, if I recall, they discovered an underground swimming pool full of water that loused up things.
That's correct. That had to do with when they were building an underground garage. They found water, which further delayed the construction of the garage, pushing the entire project back.
I guess we should say that it's fair in the first place that VA felt the need to replace hospitals because they do get obsolete. And there's a point at which you need to replace hospital buildings in general.
That's correct, and VA has put up a number of hospitals on time and on estimated cost. For instance, in 2012, they finished a hospital in Las Vegas. The final cost of that was about $620 million, which was about the same time that the Denver facility was supposed to be finished.
So the agency does have the institutional capability of doing this.
They have in the past, correct.
And I think they've decided they're going to let GSA in as part of this, or are they going to continue as being their own construction and leasing authority?
Well, when Congress learned about these cost overruns, in the funding bill for the additional funds in 2015, they mandated that VA had to go find somebody else to manage large construction projects, meaning those over $100 million. So as of now, the Army Corps of Engineers is finishing the management of the Denver construction project.
And what is the status of that project at this point?
It's still under construction. I was out there a few months ago. It still has a ways to go. We are projecting that it will be done sometime in early 2018, possibly late 2017. And then once the construction is done, they have to move everything in to get it up and running, which will take another 3 to 6 months.
Now, relative to what requirements were for hospitals 20 years ago, when it does open in a couple of years, will it be up to standards for 2018?
We're hoping it will be. That's the assurance we've been given. It does give the facility additional capabilities that it doesn't currently have. It has a new spinal injury area that will help veterans who come back with spinal injuries. It also is about 600,000 square feet larger than the current facility.
And I understand from descriptions that it's quite the place.
It is a very different design than a typical VA hospital, which are usually more like the traditional tower facilities that you see. Now, this is more like a campus with a number of low-rise buildings, which has curved walls, a large concourse connecting all the buildings. And these are the design elements that really added to the cost of the facility.
So it wasn't even related to the delivery of medical services in the rooms that was the issue?
It doesn't appear to be, no.
We're speaking with Michael Missel, the Inspector General of the Veterans Affairs Department, and I also wanted to ask you about the latest report out just days ago about scheduling at Phoenix. And you looked at a different area of scheduling than primary visits, which were the subject of the 2014 report, which touched off this whole management deal for VA.
Correct. We got a complaint that the Phoenix facility was inappropriately discontinuing consults. And a consult is when you go visit a primary care physician or another provider who then sends you to a specialist for a particular issue. Like, for instance, if they notice that your heart it doesn't seem to be acting in a normal fashion, they'll send you to a heart specialist. So those are the consults. And what we found is that of the 309 specialty care consults that we tested, the Phoenix facility had inappropriately discontinued 74 of them, or almost 25%. And of those 74, 53 of them did not receive the care that they needed.
This is 53 individuals or 53 categories of consult?
53 individuals, 53 veterans.
Because one of the allegations that you received was that 215 people died while waiting for a consult. And of course, that's the kind of thing where the headlines can way outrun the findings. And what did you find in relation to that fact, that allegation?
Correct. What we found there is we looked at those who passed away with open consults, meaning they had not yet had their consult. Of those that we looked at, we found one who had a stress test scheduled for his heart that was canceled, and this veteran later died of cardiac disease. So there may have been a possibility that had he had the stress test, it would have been identified earlier. And perhaps it could have prolonged his life.
Well, did the veteran cancel it or did the VA cancel it?
VA canceled it improperly.
And what is their total backlog now of consults?
It's in the thousands, but that's to be expected. They try to have consults be seen within 30 days, so there's always going to be open consults there. They are bringing the number of open consults down. At one point, it was well over 30,000.
I don't know what the metric in the medical profession is for consults, but I think those of us in the private health care system are not surprised when consults take 30 days, sometimes even longer.
Correct. That is not unusual for a medical facility.
And so what is the way forward, do you feel, in your recommendations for Phoenix with respect to these consults and the thousands of backlogs?
Well, we found the cause of the inappropriately discontinuing consults was that the schedulers and others involved were not properly trained and that they had unclear procedures as to when a consult should be canceled. So the recommendations we made, and we made quite a few of them, really focused on making sure that the procedures were appropriate, people were properly trained, and that they followed them. And we will continue to ensure that they meet these recommendations and will not release VA from the commitment they made to implement these recommendations until we're satisfied they have.
Is an average for how long it takes to get a consult really a useful metric? Because if you're having, say, heart pain, you might need a consult today. If you've got a spot on your back because you got sunburned 20 years ago, well, maybe 30 days is no big deal.
In situations, they do get the veterans in very quickly in those situations. What we looked at were just numbers as a whole, as opposed to we looked at the specific situations, but our numbers are an average as opposed to just an individual situation.
And you do have people waiting almost a year, too, in some cases.
It could be, depending on the type of consult that they are having, yes.
And is VA and Phoenix, I imagine they're sensitive to this kind of inquiry at this point. What's the reaction that you've gotten so far?
I understand that VA has appointed a new director of the Phoenix Medical Center, and they agreed with all of the recommendations that we made. So hopefully going forward, we won't have the same issue.
Michael Missel is Inspector General of the Veterans Affairs Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You can read the reports and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.